On the other hand, gradual decline over many years. You might attribute that to Alzheimer's disease. Well, there's a lot of other things that can cause gradual decline over many years. I had a patient that came, was brought by her family to the nursing home to be admitted and to stay there because she could no longer take care of herself. She wouldn't even talk. She didn't talk. She hadn't spoken for a year. So, what I usually do is, you know, complete evaluation. I tried to talk to her. She didn't say anything. I confirmed with her son that indeed she hadn't spoken for a year. So, you know, this is my little black bag. People think that it's my grandfather's or father's, but no, it's mine. It was purchased from Benson Surgical in 1979 or so. And it's been used and thrown around a bit. One of the most important tools I have, and what made a tremendous difference for this person, and a miracle occurred, actually. After examining her and doing a brief procedure, I asked her, "How are you doing?" And she said softly, "I'm okay." She understood what I said. She responded appropriately. She could talk, and she had not spoken for a year. That's what caused it. That's earwax. I pulled things like that out of people's ears many times. And in this woman's case, she hadn't spoken a year because her ears were totally plugged with wax. So here you have this person who is brought to a nursing home to live because she doesn't even talk. And it's earwax that's the problem. And there's other things that can cause gradual decline over the years that isn't Alzheimer's disease. There's thyroid disease. There's vitamin B12 deficiency. There's even a gradual anemia that's developing for whatever reason. It can slow someone down, make their thinking less sharp. And one of the biggest things that goes undiagnosed is depression. And many people, young people, have depression, and when they get older, you know, they would be also more predisposed to depression. But also depression sets in as a new thing in older people as well. And just that depression, that withdrawal, that feeling of not wanting to do anything, that can mimic a dementia like Alzheimer's disease. So that's the second key principle. Gradual change may not be Alzheimer's disease.